This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
There it is, the sound of thunder. Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the USA Radio Network. It is St. Paddy's Day. We'll do some St. Paddy's trivia, not trivia, but information maybe after this break. I want to stay focused on this break, at least one more, do some rip and reads. I got a whole bunch of stuff in front of me. We can roll through all that. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne is off until next Wednesday. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas. He's pushing all the buttons, making it all go. A couple things. So the new face, I don't know if she's the new face of the Republican Party, but she certainly is a, you want to call her a rising star or a person of interest in the Republican Party? She is that. And like her or don't like her, I haven't really jumped into the like camp yet. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, by the way, she was actually at some white supremacist event. She spoke at it, and then her answers to the reporters that were asking her questions afterwards were completely unsatisfactory. So since then, I've been down on her in a big, big way. Like, because we blasted Blumenthal here in Connecticut because Blumenthal gave out awards at some communist event. And then he claimed, I didn't know I was even at a communist event. Well, she kind of gave you the same idea for this white supremacy event that she spoke at. So it's not okay to do that. But she did have some audio. It's actually a little piece of video that Christopher Murphy, Senator Murphy, has retweeted. And I want to play this for you because what she says here is essentially what I've been saying from the beginning. She's not wrong in what she says, but I want you to hear it from Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene's mouth.
We weep when we see images of men, women, and children wounded or killed. We regret any human suffering, and we mourn any loss of human life. But we cannot and we must not allow our compassion to blind us to reason and common sense. Because this won't be like any entanglement America has ever entered into before. A potential war with Russia is not comparable to Iraq or Afghanistan. This is an eight-year-long smoldering conflict in which peace agreements have been routinely violated by both sides. It concerns a country in which Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitt Romney have direct financial interest. A country which government only exists because of the Obama State Department helped to overthrow the previous regime. The ugly truth is that America is in no shape to throw herself into another foreign conflict.
That's her, and the reason why I bring this up is because the Democrats are pointing to that as some kind of a rallying cry. Like I said, Senator Murphy is pointing that out and making an example of that. Now, I don't think anything that she said is wrong. Everything she said in that case is right on the money. Everything that I've been saying from the beginning. Nobody wants to see this. Nobody wants us to get dragged into this. You know, is Russia purposely trying to drag us into this war? Are they targeting civilians so that we'll do it? Maybe. But that still doesn't make it okay. Still doesn't make it okay. But I wanted to play that and throw that out there and just so you can get a look at that. A couple other things really quick. Like I said, I'm going to rip and read, go from one story to the next. Why are sanctions ordered by President Biden not being enforced against properties owned by Russian oligarchs in New York City? I'm going to talk about this later on with Colonel Rob Simmons. New York City, Florida, California, not one single luxury apartment or mansion has been touched so far. Why is that? Can somebody explain that to me? Those of you out there who think Joe Biden is pure and clean, pure as the, you know, driven snow, and has never been involved in a scandal in his life, explain to me why Russian oligarchs are being able to fly under the radar so far and their property's not being seized. Why is that? Can somebody explain that to me? I don't think anybody can give me a real reason for that. Don't know. And speaking of Biden, you know, I'm hard-pressed to think of a single thing that Joe Biden has done that benefits the country so far. Not one single thing. And I know this has been, or these topics have been gone over and over again, but I figure let me give it another go here. Security at the southern border has been an ongoing disaster and barely covered by the media. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents, 153,941 migrant encounters in January alone. That's double the encounters of last January, which also broke a record. Literally, he's letting the floodgates open, and there's nobody there to stop. So by the end of the fiscal year, they're on track for over 2 million illegal aliens to come into the country. 2 million. Do the math. If you just kept letting 2 million people in a year, I mean, by the time he's done, it's 8 million people that'll come in here illegally. If somehow he's not going to get elected again as a president, but I mean, if somebody were to get 8 terms under that, you're talking about 16 million people. More than that, because it'll be exponential. It'll be more and more. And those are the ones that we know about. So, terrible job at the border. Messy Afghan withdrawal. Never maybe in the history since the fall of Saigon have we had a withdrawal from anywhere that was so disastrous, leaving that airbase behind. It's strategically located. We could have, even if we just kept the airbase and kept a few thousand soldiers there, it would have been worth it. Instead, the complete withdrawal, because he wanted that moment on 9/11 to stand up and say, I did this, it was me, I got us out of there by 9/11 on the anniversary. And not only did he get us out there in just the worst possible fashion, we also lost a bunch of American soldiers, and a bunch of civilians got killed as well. Nobody talks about the civilian drone strike that we hit them with 10, I think it was 10 kids. 10 kids died, I believe, in that. Nobody mentions that anymore. It's like forgotten. And Trump done that, it would be national news still to this day. Biden struggled to answer even the most basic questions about the botched operation. He had no idea. In fact, when you asked him real difficult questions, he got all angry, like the angry old man, shaking his fist. We know about returning to energy independence. How are we doing with that? How are you doing wherever you are? Saw California today. $8 a gallon in California today. Somebody sent me a picture, a friend of mine out in California. $8. Eight a gallon. Now, I don't know why it's so expensive in California as it, you know, compares to the rest of the country, but $8 and change. And during Trump's administration, we were a net exporter for the first time in 75 years. What the hell is wrong with that? Why did we want to go back on that? What kind of a moronic person would do something like that? What kind of a leader would put your own country in a box? Biden tried to force private employers and other organizations with over 100 employees to enforce vaccine mandates. Stick a needle in my arm just to keep my job. Think about that. In order to keep my job, you got to hit me with a vaccine that's not even tested, approved. I can go over that. I mean, I know Wayne talks about that all the time. But the federal government has no business dictating your private or personal life, your health care decisions. And he tried to force your employer to fire you. Or get a vaccine. We're talking about a crime surge across the country. No question about it. They've done little to nothing about crime. And you know, it's funny. Now that we're in an election season, now everybody wants to pay attention to crime. Everybody wants to kiss the fannies of the cops because they know that that's what the public actually wants. Now they've realized that we really miscalculated that defund the police movement. Because when we did it in the towns and the cities that we did it in, crime exploded. So we got to walk that back. But you don't really see too much about that on the news. Right? How much does it cost you for groceries today? How much is it going to cost you tomorrow? How much did it cost you last week? It's almost daily. it goes up. It goes hand in hand with the price of gasoline, too. The price of oil has an effect on everything. So your inflation is, your price of your goods are going up. But couple that with the fact that they flood the market with money, free money, and you've got a situation that is becoming, it's really becoming incredibly burdensome for the middle class of America. You're wiping the middle class out. People just, I mean, they can't survive on their weekly paycheck anymore. Listen, I told you, I might have told you guys this last week. Every week I'm going into my savings just to make ends meet. Not that I have a lot of savings either. And that's a direct result of inflation. That's a direct result of this administration. Hands on Joe. Screwing things up. $30 trillion in debt. How far do I got to go? What else do you want to know? It's, I mean, it's as you know, it's as bad as it's probably ever been. I mean, as long as I can remember, you know, inflation was higher at one point. I think it was 17. We had 17% interest rates at one point. I think 10% inflation is the highest it's ever been. Heard Wayne say that the other night. But as far as interest rates and inflation, and couple all that together with the price of everything, and gas, and just the low morale of the country, we're in a tough spot, man. We're in a tough spot. All right. Let's go light next break. We'll do that. We'll talk a little bit of maybe about St. Paddy's Day since it's St. Paddy's Day. And roll through some facts and figures. Rip and read some other stuff. We got Katie Tubb from the Heritage Foundation coming up at about, you know, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Red Janky, Tommy Binion, also from the Heritage Foundation, and Colonel Rob Simmons will wrap it up with me before we run out of time. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square. You will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Listen, my name is Lee Elsa. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and since not a drop of me is Irish, we'll ask the show producer down there in Dallas, Texas, Mr. O'Sullivan, to join me. Are you drunk yet or no?
Wow. Have you whacked anybody today?
Well, not today.
Not yet. Wow, racism.
Not yet. So, yeah, for all of you out there who happen to be a little bit Irish and are still able to stand and comprehend what I'm saying, let me throw a couple of these things at you. Let me see. 174% more beer and 153% more spirits are sold on March 17th than on the average day in America. How about that, Mr. O'Sullivan?
I am baffled by that number. By the way, us Irish, to live up to the great stereotypes that society has built up for us, and yet we don't protest because, we have a pair of shamrocks. Yeah. I have to say, because I used to live in that paradise known as Chicago by Jussie Smollett. So, hope he falls in the Chicago River. It's green. They like the green beer. I'm not a green beer guy. I'm not a beer guy. I'm not some frat boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's the drink of choice then for you today?
Hello, I'm Irish. Take a guess.
Guinness and
Guinness.
Guinness
is
car
for
bombs. What? What are we drinking?
No, Guinness is for I can't really do that joke. Guinness is not my thing. No, it's Jameson.
Jameson. Okay.
Yeah, or certain brands of Irish cream, if you will.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Is that's for men and women or just women?
Anybody who can stand on their feet after 14 shots of Three Fingers of Pop.
Americans spend a whopping $5.87 billion celebrating St. Patty's Day. Oh, my. That's a lot.
And people in New York City spend about $300 of bail when they pass out on Fifth Avenue at 9.
It takes 60 pounds of dye to turn the Chicago River. You know what? It seems like that would be more than. It's only 60 pounds of one bag of dye?
It spreads so fast.
I guess so.
Yeah, remember, because the Chicago River is still around this time of year thawing out.
Right.
So as that slow thaw happens, it expands on its own.
32% of men admit to binge drinking on St. Paddy's Day. When would it be considered binge drinking, Chris?
When you're married. You know what I'm talking about. You told me things.
Well, no. I don't drink. I mean, I'm like Wayne. I have that same trait. I don't drink. I'm just not in me.
He's not here to defend himself. He tells me on St. Patrick's Day he drinks Manischewitz. I don't know what that's about.
Why would he do that?
Well, he doesn't. Wayne is the most straight-edge guy I know, to be truthful, joking here.
Cabbage shipments increased 25% on the week of St. Patty's Day. Is that something you would eat, cabbage, corned beef, and cabbage?
I grew up with corned beef and cabbage. Let me tell you a quick, how
it
was.
It's fake. I heard it's not real.
Oh, no, it's horrible. It's real. It's real horrible. In my house, when I was growing up, it was corned beef and cabbage with the sauerkraut. It really smelled like your gin socks had been boiled for 18 hours.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis Leary was right. If you ever go into a Barnes & Noble, Dennis Leary was right. If you ever go into a Barnes & Noble and you see a famous Irish cuisine cookbook, just laugh. Because it's true. We boil it for 17 hours and we drink it through a straw. So, but no, in my family, after the corned beef and cabbage, it was my two crazy uncles beating each other with a hollow lead pipe until Detroit. Its finest showed up.
There you go. That's a typical night.
That's a St. Patrick's Day tradition.
There you go. 31.5 million Americans claim to have at least some Irish heritage. Would you know what number two is, Chris? Number two? I thought number two was actually number one, but maybe I got them backwards.
I'm gonna guess Italian.
German, actually, believe it or not. And there are 9 cities in America named Dublin. Anyone near you down there in Texas? No, Dublin's down in Texas, right?
No, but there is a Dublin, Ohio. I know one.
Yeah.
Dublin, I think Minnesota. I know Ohio's definite.
There are some restaurants offering green food today. And we already talked about the green alcohol you don't want. Krispy Kreme is selling some kind of leprechaun donut. McDonald's has the Shamrock Shake. Do you like the Shamrock Shake?
I'd rather not drink that. No.
Is that what kind of flavor is that? Is it like I don't know, cause it's not vanilla, right? It's got to have some flavor to it.
Yeah, it tastes like 3 Mile Island after the... I'm going to go out on a limb on that one, Lee. You know, like, I know people who love the Shamrock Shake, and I know they make their trailer parks proud, but, you know, it's just not for me.
Del Taco is selling some kind of green dye on one of their tacos today.
Are you serious?
That's what it says.
The Loco Nekibasa.
And let's see, Sonic, it's not green, but it's special. Sonic is offering half-price corn dogs. I guess that's not green, so who cares?
Never mind.
And, yeah, I don't know.
Hey,
all right, there you go.
Before I let you go, I got to say this to you and all my Irish brethren and sisters. Yeah. Slachi, which is Gaelic for cheers.
Oh, okay. Well, luck of the Irish to y'all. There you go. Okay, we got to take a break.
You sound like you should have a box of Lucky Charms saying it that way. My God. All right, get us out of here, Tony Danza.
I could go for a bowl of Lucky Charms.
So could I, actually. It's really good.
All right. Well, come back. Bottom of the hour news, wherever you might be. And we've got a whole bunch. Half the show in the books. We'll come back. It's the USA Native Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
War now.
You- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill is heading to the Senate to halt normal U.S. trade relations with Russia. The bill easily passing the House and would boost tariffs on Russian goods coming into the United States. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowing to quickly pass the measure and send it to the president's desk. There's still work to do on COVID. That's at least according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Without additional funding from Congress to support getting shots into arms, USAID will have to cut short our crucial and effective efforts to turn vaccines into vaccinations.
She says there's an urgent need for more money for ongoing treatments, tests, vaccines, and research. More than $15 billion in additional COVID money was stripped from a sweeping government spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shop Super Tea.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Oh.
by whatever producer picked this out to play next on a, such a religious holiday should be fired. Martin McBride here. Now I give it back to Lee Elsie.
It's not bad. Sure. Not a bad Irish accent. That's pretty good. All right. All right, everybody. It is St. Patty's Day, and as I like to do, I like to call it I rip and read. I just have a bunch of stories in front of me, and I'll just go one after another. No special order. We've gone over Ukraine and Russia all night. We've had some fun with St. Patty's Day. I've read some emails from some folks. I don't know if you remember this, the Obama-era Russian Uranium One deal, if you remember. What was the deal? 2013, I guess they backed the Russian state, acquired Canadian uranium mining company. Well, I'm not going to go through this whole thing. My point is, it's crooked. Again, it's nasty. It's ugly. It's deceitful. It's it's very, let's say, what's the word I'm looking for? Scandalous, I guess, is the way it's the way it's playing out. And here we are all these years later, and the Clintons' fingerprints, I guess, are still on things that are happening today. And they've been out of office, really, for the better part of 6 years since she was actually Secretary of State. So anyway, that is out there. The deep dive into Pelosi's stock options 2019-2020. I just wanted to bring this up because apparently Nancy Pelosi, real estate investments, $65 million, public stocks, $50 million, private investments, $24 million. That's what it says. I find that hard to believe that she has that kind of money. I know her husband's very, very wealthy. But how do they make that kind of money? I know it's insider trading to a certain extent. And, you know, it's funny. She has all this money, and she was one of the ones, if you remember, coming out and saying, well, you know, we probably should do something and look at that. After she's already made all her money, she wants to look at it. In case you're wondering, the states with the highest compensation, employee compensation packages for state employees are California's number one. The average state employee in California makes $129,000. Alaska, too, $121,000. New York, $114,000. And little old Connecticut, $107,850 a year. You live in California. If you're an employee in California, public employee making $129,000 with benefits, that's real money, right? I mean, again, you're factoring in a lot of different positions, but the average employer or the average employee is making that kind of money. That, again, is sometimes that's kind of tough to swallow. You see where 5G, there's a lot of people out there who are anti-5G, right? Really against it, really can't stand it. I have a list of cities that have banned 5G. You might not even know this. Brussels. Ireland County Clare, Ireland Roscommon County banned it. Ireland, the Ireland Leitrim Council banned it. Australia has halted 5G. Portland doesn't want 5G. Florence, Italy, no 5G. The Netherlands, some of the parts of the Netherlands don't want 5G. California, parts of California have unanimously upheld, and San Francisco doesn't want the 5G. Switzerland, Italy. I mean, I don't know enough about this. I know, again, 5G is being sent out constantly, all the time, everywhere, and it's running through your body. But there are folks out there, you can, you know, pop up a couple of videos, go take a look at a couple of YouTube videos, and people swear that 5G is literally killing people. Literally killing people. All right. Let's get to some stuff that's less. I was going to just forget all the serious stuff, because we've been doing all serious all night, and we'll do all serious from here on in. So let me see what else I have here that may make some folks laugh out there. Facebook Metaverse creates a personal bubble around avatars after reports of rampant harassment and virtual groping. I can't make this stuff up, man. So apparently there's a personal boundary function in the metaverse. It's a 4-foot ring around your personal space, so you can't get groped in virtual reality. Apparently there were some women out there who were complaining they were getting sexually assaulted in the metaverse. Like, even my wife asked me this question the other day, and I'm like, I don't have an answer. I don't know. Right? I don't know. I don't understand that. Here are some health conditions your dentist can spot. You should go to the dentist at least twice a year. Make sure you go to the dentist, right? There's nothing worse than nasty teeth. Cancer, they can check out oral cancer, they can see it. Anemia, if your gums are too pale. Stress, grinding your teeth. See, these are some, I have the stress factor for some reason now. I didn't think I really had this stress, but apparently I grind my teeth a lot, according to my my dentist. Osteoporosis is something they can spot right away. And diabetes, believe it or not. Dry mouth is part of diabetes, so if you go to your dentist, they can see that before it's too late. What else do I have here? Let's see. As of last year, the number of people still using AOL's dial-up service was in the low thousands. There are still people out there using AOL's dial-up. Now, listen, who am I to say? I don't know where they are. Maybe they're in the back hills of West Virginia. I don't know. But still some people out there. Bridgeport, yeah, maybe Bridgeport. There's a good chance that's happening. Now that engines are quieter, companies including Ford, BMW, and Volkswagen are adding fake engine noises to cars, and they say they're doing it for safety because you can't hear the cars coming down the road, folks cross. And, you know, part of the whole experience of crossing the road is listening and seeing and listening. But people can't hear these cars, and they're getting hit sometimes. Let's see what else I have here. No, that's too old. I'm going to throw that. These are some signs that, that's really old. There's 100% proof of life on Mars. The smartest scientific minds in the world have concluded that there are organic molecules in water. And you combine that together, you've got life. And I saw today where Musk thinks that we're going to get to Mars within 7 years. That would be, that would be really cool. I think that's his. A lot of folks don't like him. A lot of folks don't like these big entrepreneurs who are spending a lot of money to go to space, et cetera, including Bezos. I think it's fabulous, man. I think it's outstanding, the idea that, folks are putting their own money up and changing, could be potentially changing the way not only we travel, the way we live. Right? Going to other planets. Eventually, there's going to be too many people on this planet. I mean, it's going to be, obviously, multiple generations down the road before, we're going to see that. If, in fact, we see it, if we don't blow ourselves off the face of the Earth, before that point. But, I kind of think all that space travel is really neat. In particular, when somebody else is paying for it, right? I mean, I know NASA has had some amazing inventions in the past. And our space program has, been miraculous. But it costs a lot of money. If somebody else wants to foot the bill, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. According to canine psychologists, I didn't know they actually existed, the smartest dog breed is the Border Collie. I hear that all the time. Poodles are next, followed by German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, and Doberman Pinschers are the top five. There is a tradition in Akita, Japan called Namahaj, where grown men dress up like demons to scare children into behaving. They go house to house and yell stuff like, "Are there any crybabies at home?" Oh, man. I think that's funny. Like, I just picture, big fat men in these weird uniforms trying to scare the hell out of kids. I think it's funny. A surgeon lost his license for burning his initials into transplanted livers. This is a story you just can't make up. It's happened in the UK. Guy, was transplanting livers to patients that needed them, and I guess he wanted to sign that he was there, and it was his work. So he put his initials in there. And they, how do they find that out? Wouldn't he know that they would take pictures of that eventually? And they'd figure that out? Look at that CO there. What does that say? Oh, well, that's the initials of the doctor. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. The average pencil holds enough graphite to draw a line about 35 miles long or write roughly 45,000 words. I always find those kinds of things kind of neat, right? Sit down with a pencil, you don't think about that, but to be able to actually draw a line for 35 miles with one pencil, that's pretty incredible. Flight attendants in Brazil are required to train in rainforest survival techniques just in case their plane crashes in the Amazon. See, now that's good. If you're flying over the Amazon, you make sure you make friends with the flight attendant. That way, if you crash, you're down there making sure that the nasty insects and the animals aren't eating you. I don't know if you knew this, but men who are castrated live longer than men who keep their private areas, believe it or not. Guess what? You laugh, Chris. 14 years.
You?
But you live 14 extra years. That's pretty remarkable.
Listen, I'm just going to say, you don't have to go to a doctor when that, that happens. Just get married. Disappear. Three things a lady will do when you're married. She's a magician. She'll make your house, half your money, and your shamrocks disappear.
Scientists have discovered that marijuana might offer some level of protection against coronavirus. To be clear, smoking weed will not stop infections. We're talking about that magic bullet. But researchers have found that some compounds in cannabis can block the coronavirus from entering the cell. Is that why you didn't have never been sick? You didn't get the coronavirus?
Well, no, I had the vid, but doctor, would be quick to disagree with what you're saying right now. I'll leave it at that.
Who?
The doctor. My doctor.
Your doctor would disagree?
Well, he wouldn't be quick to disagree.
Okay. Well, a lot of folks think cannabis is the save-all, the great drug that we're not using enough. And finally here, before we get to a break, you like Cheese Whiz?
Oh, who doesn't?
All right, there are 27 ingredients listed in the side of a can of Cheese Whiz. You know what one of those ingredients is not?
Cheese?
Exactly. So there's no cheese in Cheese Whiz.
So the other main ingredient is the second part of that name? We'll just leave it there?
Oh, man. Have some whiz.
Oh,
that doesn't sound good at all.
I was just trying not to go there, but whatever.
This is a free flow of ideas on the show. All right, ladies and germs, we'll take a break. Katie Tubb will join me next. She's from the Heritage Foundation. After that, we'll chat with Red Jenke. He's a columnist. Tommy Binion, also from the Heritage Foundation. And Colonel Rob Simmons will wrap it up with me a little bit later on. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness. And the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. All our great friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and here is another one. Senior policy analyst Katie Tubb is joining us to talk about why gas prices are going up. Katie, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate it. Isn't it as simple as Putin or no?
Definitely not. I think most Americans remember that gas prices were increasing uncomfortably long before the Putin situation, which I should say has contributed to prices. But if we stop the conversation there, I think we're missing a huge part of the conversation about what the problem is, which then has implications for the conversation about what the solutions are. So I think we cannot stop the conversation with Putin.
And just so I don't get any emails, I was being sarcastic in the beginning about the Putin being the only one to blame about this. If you're paying attention at all, and I know my great listeners are, the trajectory of gas prices has been going up since Biden became president. In fact, I can point to this time 2 years ago when gas prices were hovering just above $2 a gallon. Now they're over twice as much, correct?
Right, and depending on where you live, it's even worse. So California is paying, you know, $5, $6, $7 a gallon. I just pulled into D.C. and the gas station there was $5 a gallon.
Right.
So, things are not comfortable for many Americans and have been that way for quite a while now.
So if we remove Putin from the equation, why was the price of gas and oil going up prior to the invasion of Ukraine?
Right. I think there are two things going on in addition to the Putin situation. First is the pandemic, by which I mean both the pandemic's effect on supply and demand. We saw a huge drop-off in March of 2020, but then pandemic policies really messed with energy markets. And, you know, if you mess with policy that way, you shouldn't expect supply and demand to correct in a smooth, even fashion. So I think that's part of it. I think the other part is President Biden's policy trajectory. He's made no secret from day one that he doesn't see a future for coal, oil, and natural gas in the United States. And that that policy has consequences. I think one of the worst consequences is the risk that is injecting into the financial sector. Basically, through many regulatory activities and proposed regulations, the administration is telling investors, this is not an investment that is acceptable to us. It is highly risky, and therefore, if you're going to do that, we're going to put a lot of standards and restrictions on you. And that has, I think, immediate and long-term effects for the oil industry, which bubble into gasoline prices.
One of the big arguments in this whole discussion, made even by conservative folks, their point of view, is that, well, we need to open the pipeline. But that pipeline wasn't going to be finished for a couple of years. So there is some truth to that, but it's really more rhetoric, right?
Yeah, I think it's worth talking about for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's symbolic of where this administration is, and that's important because it sends a message both to energy producers and their investors of, again, you have to be here in this country. And so that has implications for the industry writ large,
right,
that have implications for prices. But I think the other part of this is, you know, that oil in Canada is still getting to energy markets, but it's getting there by way of a much less efficient and, by the way, much less environmentally friendly fashion. And so when you increase inefficiency, that, of course, increases prices. And, you know, it's one aspect or one feature of a vast energy infrastructure. So I don't want to overstate that. But, again, that's emblematic of this administration when it comes to energy infrastructure for oil in general. It's not just Keystone Pipeline. It's
right.
A variety of pipelines.
Can Biden sit down with the oil-producing companies and tell them to produce more and sell more to the United States as opposed to selling it in other places? It seems like this would be an easy fix for us. We could just turn our own spigots on and force the price of oil to come down.
No, I think it is very simple. It is, but it will not be easy for this administration because they have defined their hill to die on.
Right.
And it is not preserving oil or coal or natural gas in the United States. And so, yes, it is simple. And the problem is that the administration has been unwilling to do so. You know,
right.
If you look at, I think a really good example of this is last week when President Biden made his announcement that we would no longer import any Russian oil. And in that announcement, basically the second half of it is talking about, oh, and by the way, really energy independence is all about this narrow set of energy resources, wind, solar, electric vehicles. So the message was, we're not importing Russian oil, and by the way, we're not going to be using American oil in the long term either.
Fascinating stuff. I really appreciate it, Katie Tubb. I wish we had more time to talk to you over at the Heritage Foundation. If folks want to read what you put out, where do they go to find this stuff out?
Check out heritage.org or our blog at the Daily Signal.
Thank you, Katie. We're going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.